This week on Video Death Loop. Plus, I thought St. Louis was a little bigger than that. Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here is Chicago's own co-host, Aaron Littleton.
That's me, Chicago's own. I've been to the Chicago airport.
Good.
O'Hare a couple of times. I've been through there a couple of times. I taxied over the interstate.
Okay.
Chicago. Great. So, and I think that gets me like I'm Chicago's own now. Chicago has, I have signed the EULA to land in Chicago, which makes me now officially owned by the city of Chicago.
Congratulations.
City no more. Everyone that goes through there is now owned by Chicago. It's the number one city because everyone is now owned by Chicago.
Do you remember like WGN in Chicago? Like it had like incredible range where like we got it at in Tennessee when we were watching it. Do you remember like watching like
I did not get the Chicago station. Holy shit. What kind of a broadcast tower were they using?
I don't know, but it was on like, on the early cable box that we had. It was a,
A cable channel.
It
wasn't like they were a 1 million watt transmitter that was perched atop a Zeppelin or something.
Yeah. They're feeding. But the only thing I remember watching, there was no other station that was really focused outside of our local news networks and all that were really focused on a single area. So it was like a weird nexus of like looking into the Midwest from Tennessee. And the only thing that I could figure out is like, man, they play a lot of Cubs games, both of the clowns on it. And the Illinois lottery, which we didn't have a lottery at the time. So we just like, that was my only way to see like the little balls jumble up and random numbers come up. And it's like, everyone's very excited about that.
Oh yeah, they are. Oh yeah. They are. Man, I think if I had access to like Chicago television in the late 80s or early 90s, I'm not sure I would have watched anything else. Like what a great, it sounds so weirdly cozy, doesn't it? When you think about like broadcast Chicago TV from the 80s, you're right. It's got to be Cubs. It's got to be all the like, it's a big city, but it's also like the Midwest's big city. You're exactly right. You know, it's like, okay.
Don't tell St. Louis that, by the way. Don't tell St. Louis. It's gateway to the Midwest. But
does St. Louis think they're a big city? I mean, I've never been to St. Louis.
Yeah,
but I get the impression that St. Louis is just the biggest thing around there. It's not actually big.
Both can be true in this scenario here. It's like, sorry, Missouri. People in Missouri, sorry, but there's
we're about to shit on the only thing your state has going for.
Oh, no, there's two things in Missouri. There's at one end, you got St. Louis, which is a pretty big town. It's like, you know, a pretty big city.
Said a pretty big town. I think that was a Freudian slip. I think, maybe. As we all know, as we've known for this podcast, John is half Midwestern.
True.
He has a very like he's like our Midwestern defender, and
I mean like who else? There's no one there to defend it.
It's just John. It's just John, and he's only half Midwestern.
Yeah, because half of it is like St. Louis, and then there's nothing for about like 6 hours, and then the other hand is Kansas City, which is somehow part of Missouri and Kansas at the same time. They got divorced. They get split in half at that point. It's part of Missouri. There's nothing in between. There's Branson.
Richard That's Branson?
No, no. Like
Is Branson, Missouri named after Richard Branson?
Oh.
You know, and how, if not, could Richard Branson pay the city of Branson enough to make them change their story about that?
Oh, man.
I don't think Branson's above much of anything.
No, Branson would like more than happy to sell their soul for just like a little bit of extra shine there. If I was Richard Branson or any famous person with the last name Branson, I would at least, like, you know, I would give them a heads up and be like, hey, Branson, Missouri, I'm going to show up. If you want to do anything, that's pretty cool. If not, I'll be around and just, you know, hang out for a couple of days and see what
happens. I'll just be hanging out.
Yeah. Go see a theater show, Silver Dollar City.
Sure. It sounds like a day in Branson. I've never been to Branson. I'm trying to think if I've ever been to Missouri. I've been to Mississippi, which is pretty close. It's pretty close.
It's not that close.
See, this is how very little I know about Missouri. I'm not even confident I know where it is.
I mean, it's not even confident River.
I know where it is.
No, I mean, but
does it not touch Mississippi anywhere? Do Missouri and Mississippi not touch one another?
Okay, I don't.
We know so little about Missouri to have such poor opinions of it.
I mean, I've been to Mississippi like once on there. They definitely do not touch. We touch. Mississippi touches Tennessee, where we are.
Mississippi touches Tennessee.
And we touch Missouri. So by proxy, we are the nexus point in there from Mississippi to Missouri, but they don't touch each other.
Okay. All right. Well, we've learned a lot about how little we know about Missouri. Do you want to take a guess, Sean, on the population of St. Louis?
Oh man. Off the top of my head,
Price is Right rules.
Okay. All right. You haven't looked it up or anything yet.
I have not looked it up. Okay. You can go first or you can go second, and we'll see who gets closest to the population of St. Louis.
Okay. I'm going to say, you know, we like living in towns that are like mid-sized cities that are not like major. Like I have no sense of scale for like how big cities can really be. I'm scared by that. 10 million people? I don't know.
Okay, so you're saying 10 million people.
Yeah, nice round number.
In St. Louis.
I mean, yeah, maybe I'm counting one thirty-fifth
of the population of the United States lives in St. Louis.
And maybe
in your mind. Areas. John, I'm saying one person. One person.
Okay, fair. You're doing Price is Right rules. Okay.
Price is Right rule. That's what I said. If you wanted to go first, you absolutely could.
I don't have a set scale on it. I'm sticking with my answer. Go with it.
There's no fucking way. There's 10 million people in Missouri. I will honestly be surprised if there's a million people in St. Louis. I'd be surprised if there's 10 million people in Missouri.
Okay. I'll tell you what, you look up the population of St. Louis, I'll look up the population of Missouri. We'll see.
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
now
God.
Again.
Oh, God.
Before I look this up, let's remember, John voted 10 million people lived in St. Louis. I voted one person lived in St. Louis.
True.
Price is Right rules.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You go over, you lose.
Okay.
All right. Here we are. I'm on the Wikipedia for St. Louis. Populations. 301,000 people.
Enough people. Just, that's a lot.
Not only, even if we weren't doing Price is Right rules, I still would have won by a factor of like 30.
Yeah, well, it's not much better when I look up the population of Missouri. You want to know the population of Missouri?
Yes, but actually, how about I guess? Guess
on it for me. Price is Right rules are still applied, by the way.
Still applying. Okay, we've went over the three. God, I bet it's 1.5 million people in the state of Missouri.
All right, Aaron, the population of Missouri is 6.245 million as of 2024.
Okay, well, I wasn't very close on that. Clearly, I have no sense of scale either.
It's like, the only thing I really remember about Missouri is like, there's a lot of Stuckey's gas stations, really. And they're usually combine with like Dairy Queen. So you can get like Dairy Queen and Andy's fries and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Andy's hot fries.
Yeah.
Andy Cap hot fries. Is that what we're talking about? Is there something else? Some other kind of Andy fries?
I'm talking exactly that. Andy Cap hot fries.
Okay. Okay.
Official road food of being on the road.
Of being on the road. Yep. Yeah. Now, Aaron, to be honest, the metropolitan area of St. Louis has 2.8 million people in it.
Okay.
It's just this actual city limits.
Yeah. Okay.
Has 300,000.
Yeah. Still though, I'm a little off.
This is what I'm saying. I just don't think St. Louis is a big city. I just don't think it is.
Okay.
I'm sorry. They've got an arch, but any asshole can have an arch. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any asshole can have an arch.
Hmm. I'm thinking about it now. You could just buy an arch. I put it in.
You could. Yard. You absolutely yeah. could. Doesn't mean you're a big city.
No, I mean, I could be. What if I get an arch and put it in my yard? Can I declare myself a big city? And like, see if like,
you can
like,
try
edit that on Wikipedia. Set up a micronation at that part. Let's think big.
Micronation, big city.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I like that. I actually like that a lot. Yeah.
You got to think big. You got to think big.
Yep, you sure do.
Aaron.
Yes.
Chicago's own Aaron.
That's right. That's how this all started.
I have no idea why I wanted to load. There's a little bit of delay since we've done the last episode, and I was wanting to do the white plume smoke came up and announcing Aaron to come out, but then that's already passé. That's too late for that now. But
yeah,
we were in mourning
for the Pope, people. The last 2 weeks, we were in mourning for St. Francis. I guess he's not a saint yet, is he? Regular Francis. He's not a saint. I was thinking about St. Louis.
Just good old regular Francis.
Regular ass Francis. That's where we've been.
Yeah. But it was just the more I thought about it, it's like Chicago's own. And just like you just say that for anything. And it gives an extra flavor to it, you know?
It sure does. It sets both a ceiling and a floor, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. You know where you stand when you're Chicago's own.
You sure do. You sure do.
But I have a video for you. You have no idea what it is.
I do not. I'm the co-host.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I will be getting that video for you happening here. We're going to watch it together in 3, 2, 1.
Let's see what John has for me this evening. Hardcastle and McCormick season 1. It says text spinning out.
Oh, you know that's a start of any good video when the text is spinning out to make sure that you know what exactly you're watching before showing you exactly what you're watching.
Holy shit, that was the coolest car accident I've ever seen.
Just sits on top of the car and goes over it. Yeah.
Yeah, we go right into two cool looking cars racing around a dirt crack or something. Mm-hmm. And then they jump and one of them smashes into the other one. So this is like a TV show where there's an old cop, young cop thing going on.
It's not even an old cop, young cop thing.
They're not cops.
I thought that was too. No, they're not cops. They are part. Well, one of them is part of the judicial system. What, like the old guy? I forget their names actually in the show.
Hardcastle and McCormick, clearly.
Yeah. Yes. Hardcastle. Oh man, I don't know. I've never actually seen the show.
What if it's not? Oh, one's a judge. He's a fucking judge.
He's a judge who's just about to retire, and he's like, oh, I found a bunch of case files where people got off on technicalities. I want to get these guys, and he works together with this dude who's like in jail because he's a car thief, and they work together and fight crime.
The McCormick, presume one's card. Which one's McCormick? Which one's Hardcastle? I wonder.
Hardcastle's the judge. McCormick is the thief.
Seasoning. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So McCormick seasoning. That is the guy driving the car. What? I don't remember having credits on it. I just saw the opening in here. Why? There's a lot of care.
No.
This fan-made video of the season one opening of Hardcastle
they
McCormick.
Just, yeah. Whoever Stephen, it looks like on YouTube, his name is Stephen.
Shout out to Stephen.
He's got the Hardcastle McCormick opening theme, and he made a little sort of opening and ending like details for us, so we know information about it. Which,
yeah,
I mean, I find it kind of charming. He cares a little, doesn't he? He cares about Hardcastle McCormick. He wants us to know the creative minds behind Hardcastle McCormick. He wants to give us a time period that it's set in so we can understand the, you know, just sort of the cultural milieu at the time. Yeah.
It's one of those things where what is your reaction to seeing Hardcastle McCormick, not knowing anything about it, is you probably load up Wikipedia, you load up a fandom wiki, and you see all those ads, and that's a lot of work there. Steven is on our side, though. He knows that it's like, you know what, you're going to find that information on your own anyway, but why don't I just give it to you extra on top of what you're about to watch?
I guess there's a certain like archivist part of me that kind of appreciates that, because sure, now, right, yeah, okay, we can find presumably information about Hardcastle McCormick. I know how to get where I would expect to find Hardcastle and McCormick seasoning information. I would Google it or something, right?
Sure, Bing it maybe.
But with the I'd Bing that shit, really. It's what I do. But then Microsoft Copilot's going to scrape a bunch of text, and it's going to be like, hey, here's what you want to know about Hardcastle McCormick. And will that AI be correct?
Oh, no. It will make some shit up about Hardcastle McCormick.
It's a buddy cop. Yeah, they'd say it's a buddy cop. I guarantee you fucking Copilot would say that Hardcastle McCormick is a buddy cop show. There's no way it wouldn't. None at all. Yeah, and so... there's something nice to know that, like, we've got this human touch baked in to Steven's upload of the Hardcastle and McCormick opening credits and theme song.
Yeah.
That's got some basic information as Steven understands it. And I'm going to say, I trust him. I trust Steven. I trust Steven about Hardcastle and McCormick information. If he cared that much to put it in there, cared that much to upload a really nice quality video.
Yeah, exactly good.
To his YouTube channel. That's a guy that cares about Hardcastle McCormick. Mm-hmm. That's a Hardcastle McCormick historian. If there's anyone, it's Steven.
He's a source of truth. He's like something you can cite on your paper. If you have to talk about Hardcastle and or McCormick at any time, you can use Steven's YouTube video to make that happen.
It's not a hallucinating AWS server out there, you know, just coming up with data. This is a real ass human, increasingly rare on the internet.
Yeah.
So good on you, Steven. Good on you.
Yeah. This video was uploaded 8 years ago. So
yeah.
At this point, I like a similar video from the Steven AI that they've been trying to develop in the lab at Google Gemini or something. You know, trying to recreate the sheer genius that this is. It's just going to deliver wrong information and probably the wrong show at the same time.
For sure. No, I could 100% see Steven. He wakes up. There's a knock on his door. He opens the door. It's Google goons. Okay.
Goongles.
Goongles. It's definitely good. He's got goongles on his door. I don't know, inject him with horse tranquilizer immediately.
Sure.
Because they know Steven's that kind of a robust human being that you need horse. Steven. No, you need horse tranquilizer. Mm-hmm. When he wakes up, his brain is, you know, connected via like electrodes to a computer. And they're like, we're uploading your consciousness as our new Google AI.
It's like, why did you select me? We heard that you know intimate knowledge about all three seasons of Hardcastle and McCormick from the 1980s. It's like, that is it.
And you'll never get it from me, you pigs.
Just like hooked up to what looks like to be like a high-tech strainer, basically.
Yes, head. Yes, of course. Yes, Doc Brown style.
Mm-hmm. Just having to fight them, interrogating on that. It's like, we know what you uploaded to our own YouTube servers 8 years ago. We know, we want that information. We know you know more.
look at this EULA that you agreed to when you signed up to YouTube. We based it on Chicago's EULA. We now own you. Did you read this? Did you read this before you uploaded this video to YouTube? No, you didn't. Mm-mm. But it gives us the right to kidnap you and upload your conscience into an AI.
Yeah, I just kind of grazed that part now that I think about it. Now that I think about it, that's a little bit of a problem, yeah.
It's the same problem that all 301,000 people in St. Louis had.
Wait. Are you implying that everyone in St. Louis has been kidnapped by Google? I think there might be a Google data center at least somewhere in Missouri. It's an open enough area.
Of course there is. I mean, there's almost 6 million people in Missouri.
Yeah.
That's exactly. That's the kind of infrastructure you need to run a data center to upload a bunch of people's brains into to write Microsoft Copilot hallucinations.
Yeah, you got to fight off against the Copilot on there, and like whatever ChatGPT and everything else in between there. They all have data centers in Missouri, man.
I don't doubt it. What a fucking shitty thing Copilot is, though, right?
Oh yeah.
Like, oh my god, they will just what's the one thing everyone likes about Microsoft Office? Let's rename it Copilot.
Is that really what happened? I've been like a little bit off. Like I know about Copilot in like other ways, but did they really do that?
Office is gone, baby. It's Copilot 365 now.
That is not at all invocative of the image of me using a word processor.
No. What the heck? Nope. It's just going to be so funny in like 2 years when they're like, Office is back. Look, here's Clippy. Here's Clippy.
We renamed
it. It's like Clippy, right?
Yeah, Clippy. Hey, I forget about the last 2 years. They didn't exist. We renamed that Copilot thing. It's HBO Max now. We took the HBO Max name. HBO switched it again. It's available.
It's Max now. Watch Hardcastle and McCormick on Max. We have brand new Microsoft Copilot generated episodes of Hardcastle and McCormick.
Load up your spreadsheet and get cranky with Hardcastle and McCormick.
I mean, okay, if we go back to poor Steven on YouTube, who clearly cares so much about Hardcastle and McCormick.
We zoom back.
From 2 years to the future, when they bring the Office name back, Clippy's there to bring Office back. Mm-hmm. The Google goons are telling Steven that if he uploads his consciousness to AI,
okay,
then they will let his digital consciousness use their AI video processing tools to essentially create brand new episodes of Hardcastle and McCormick.
Okay. I'll hail the new flesh. I understand.
Yeah, he just has to think it, and it will happen. Okay. There will be new episodes of Hardcastle and McCormick. Do you imagine Steven would take that?
Steven is a perceptible guy. We see that he's perceived more things than just the sum of the whole. Of the opening of Hardcastle and McCormick season one, he's shown like the extra knowledge around that, including the dates people have created and more information beyond that. He already knows that if he agrees to that, he is not in control of Hardcastle McCormick's future. His digital AI self is. They are not one and the same individual. And how can he trust a digital AI self brought to you by a corporation who was happy to change their name to Google Microsoft Copilot?
I mean, I think you're right. I think Steven is a humanist.
Yes.
He's absolutely...
He's real.
He wants nothing to do with this AI.
Yeah, Steven's real, man.
He's a real man. And he throws the colander off his head, the straighter off his head. he murders every single one of those guys.
Oh, damn. Forgot that we, like, Steven probably has that long range of, like, military service that probably warrants, like, why he watched a lot of Hardcastle McCormick in the first place.
He learned everything he knew about combat from Hardcastle McCormick. Yeah, sure. He went to basic training, but you know what he did in basic training? He watched Hardcastle and McCormick.
Oh, man. They don't let you do that, but he found a way.
He got the flu right as he went to basic training. It was awesome.
He had the coziest basic training known to man. He had chicken soup. He had a blankie. He had Hardcastle McCormick on the TV. On WGN, it was good.
It's like, Chicago television in the 80s.
Yeah.
So cozy.
Go to watch the Cubs game, Wrigley Field. I can't believe they have that the vines on the back of the ivy on that. Like, it's so unique.
You know a lot more about Wrigley Field than I do.
I just remember that mainly.
Gotcha. No, I mean, I've already said you watched a lot of Chicago television growing up, but I mean noted.
He knows that it's like, oh, how do I get out of this situation? You know, fire a gun, learn how to fire a gun straight, like McCormick does here, to show off his skills. Run over another car with a cooler car.
Yeah. It also takes apparently no damage when it falls on this other car, because it really smashes the fuck out of this other car. It hits the ground at a really uncomfortable angle. And then you see it just kind of like pops back into place. I don't know if it's like a stainless steel car or the opposite. It's some kind of a plastic car that doesn't actually have a body that can be damaged.
Oh, maybe it's like, I think there's some sort of plot about it, like they being like an experimental car or a prototype. Maybe that's something part of it, because it looks different from most cars, especially in that time. This is that era of TV where the car is a character just as much as the characters are, too.
Yeah, they loved a car. Is that a regular car you see on the show? Because that's a pretty cool car.
Yeah, I think that's like, I was looking at the Wikipedia page prior to it, like 5 minutes before I hopped in here. And that's that's just a modeled prototype sports car they call Coyote X.
Dude. Why have I not watched Hardcastle McCormick? Everything about the show sounds amazing.
It sounds like you got some good afternoon TV to start watching, for sure.
What garbage streaming service Hardcastle and McCormick is on?
Oh man, I bet it's on. Is Crackle still a thing, or is Crackle gone?
I don't know. Crackle had originals, so if Crackle is gone, there's like original, like, things that are gone as well. I think Sony ended up owning Crackle at some point, if they didn't begin Crackle.
Right. I think you're right on that, but it's like, but I don't, it like, it just kind of ended up in the miasma of many streaming services at that point, where it's like, it's there, you can watch stuff on it if you want to, but you're not.
You think there's like a Pluto TV 24/7 Hardcastle and McCormick?
Almost certainly. There has to be. There has to be.
I mean, there's only three seasons. Like,
that's
how many?
Enough.
I mean, when you say 24/7, if you have to watch the same season, like the same full run of a show can fit into, I don't know, maybe you can watch it three times a day. Is that enough for one of those weird things?
I think so, man. I think like the running time of each episode, 60 minutes. That's like, you know, that's not quite 2 days of content there, but they could make it happen. They could stretch it out.
Okay. I feel like, is it on like Freevee? It's like on Freevee. Ooh. Or what's another like real trash tier streaming service?
Tubi.
Fubu's got it for you.
Fubu, yeah. What if you had a show like in syndication and it's like, well, hey, sure, good news, it's going to be picked up for free. Which service would you not want it to be on?
Well, I'd not. And it's got to be on like one of the free ones.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be on, let's just say, any streaming service that like you don't want it to be on, but it's got to be on the free ones too.
Okay. So, I mean, if we list, there's Pluto TV. Mm-hmm. There's the, which I feel like a lot of these are actually kind of the same, right?
I think, like, they got the same content, yeah.
There's like, I don't know, somehow my television just has like channels on it that are streaming internet channels, and I don't know what that is. Is that like a Google TV thing? Are those just things? I don't know how it's on there.
It's a Google TV thing, because I have the same thing happen on my TV on that, where it's like a combination of a bunch of different apps that kind of pour in there, or maybe it's part of Google TV. I have no idea. Maybe it's Microsoft Copilot.
Don't know where these things come from. Mm-mm. Could I get like a place where I don't want it? Like the trashiest place for it to exist. I mean, it's that Freevee seems pretty trashy, right?
Yeah. There's also like Plex TV Free on there, where it's
Plex
like
TV Free. Okay, yeah. Go on.
Yeah, it's the like, you know how the Plex server where you can create your own little media server and all that, but they try to expand it out a little bit further to where there's like free content, which is mostly the same free content. Other, it's just a little bit more difficult to get to, like everything on Plex.
Right.
So that could be an option.
Yeah, I guess Plex TV Free is strong. I think there's something. I think it's just because there's a Mystery Science Theater channel, but I've always had in my mind that Pluto TV is kind of cool.
Yeah,
but,
same.
Crackle. I mean, if Crackle continues to exist, I feel like maybe Crackle is the answer here. Mm. I think Crackle is never like it was kind of ironically funny there for a little bit. But that's been, you know, they did like that Joe Dirt 2 sequel.
Yeah, the clamoring. Everyone was clamoring for that.
They did
Crackle Delivered.
A TV show based on the movie Snatch starring Rupert Grint.
What?
I know. That just sounds like word salad, but it's real.
That's a co-pilot. Like, that is like, that's Steven's consciousness at work.
Nope. Ron Weasley starred in a direct-to-Crackle television series based on the movie Snatch.
Great. Great job.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure was. Rupert Grint doesn't need the money. Just wanted to be in a TV show and not be Ron Weasley for once.
Yeah, but just like, please let me, I have a typecast look here. Please let me do something that is not Ron Weasley for once in my life.
Please, oh God. He didn't have the options that Daniel Radcliffe did. He had to go to Crackle.
Do you think Crackle came to him, or did he go to Crackle?
He went to Crackle.
Like he broke
was working
first.
His way down. He was like, is there anything for me? Anything at all that's not Ron Weasley related? He started with Max/HBO Max/HBO Now. Mm-hmm. And he just worked its way down until Crackle said yes.
Spent a lot of time wandering the Midwest, going through the arches, trying to find his place in life. And he finally saw a billboard with Joe Dirt 2 now on Crackle, because that's the only billboard they did for that. And it's like, you know what? I have to admit I need help, and I will get help from Sony Crackle.
Not a big city. Stop. Kind of not even a big town, is it? Sort of a moderate town.
It's kind of an okay big town, yeah.
St. Louis, the Crackle of cities.
Damn, I'm tapping. I'm tapping on that.
Oh God, I'm sorry, St. Louis. I've never been there. Maybe I bet it's lovely.
I've been to St. Like, I was born near St. Louis, actually, on that, believe it
or not. Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I've been there a couple times and had a good time. There used to be this was in the 90s. They had like a coin op arcade museum at the time. Like before that was like a big thing, like started to be like a trend in like more and more places trying to do like pinball and arcade museums and stuff. And it was pretty cool. So,
right. Yeah. No, that is cool. And again, it's okay to be a smaller city. I just don't, I just sometimes think people think that St. Louis is, you know, bigger than it is.
Yeah, you need to, sometimes St. Louis needs to be cut down the size. I get it.
Just take it off right at the knees. Yeah. Right at the fucking knees.
Yeah. You can ride the arch all the way to the top. Like, it's a ride, actually. It's like Epcot.
How does that even work? It's not straight up and down, right? Is it like some weird angled elevator, or is it like, what do you even do there?
I was too afraid to go on it at the time. I was a little young then.
That's smart. I think that's smart. I think you should trust those feelings.
Yeah, but I understand that it's just, you know, like, it kind of pulls you up. It's kind of like on rails or something, but it goes up and through the middle and stuff and goes up and down. It's like a weird oblong Ferris wheel.
Okay, interesting. Interesting.
That's your St. Louis fact for the day.
Thanks, Sean. Now,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know everything about Chicago. Chicago's own Aaron Littleton. So
that's true.
I do have to educate you on.
I've got Ivy on Wrigley Field. Mm-hmm. That's very cool. That's very cool. That's a fact I've known for a very long time.
True. You like got hot dogs where you don't put ketchup on them?
Yeah, I'm with Chicago on that. I think I'm with Chicago. I don't think ketchup belongs in a hot dog.
Okay. All right. I think your homework, I think our homework actually on this would be to, I think we need to watch some Hardcastle McCormick and report.
Yeah, I think it maybe learn a little more about St. Louis and have some nice things to say about it sometimes.
You know, the Cardinals are pretty good. St. Louis Cardinals. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They do a good job sometimes. I don't know how they are this year. I haven't followed along, but sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're good.
Sometimes they are.
That's all I have for this week here. You can, if you like this and all any of our other episodes, we can, we do this nearly every week. You can tell a friend, rate us on your favorite podcast platform, whether it's on Tubi or Freevee or Plex TV. I don't know if they do podcasts yet, but they surely can't be that far behind on that. Did you know there's like a podcast awards from the Golden Globe now? Like there's like a, they're doing like a podcast category.
Oh yeah. I won last year.
What? You won and not, no one told me. No one told, like,
you kind of weren't nominated. Really? No, I won for Video Death Loop.
Oh,
It was best co-host.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah.
Not as good as best host, obviously.
No, clearly.
Co-host is not bad. Not bad.
I mean, congratulations. I guess I'll try again next year and knowingly on that. But and you can, rate us 5 stars, 6 stars. How many? Tell a friend. We're on Blue Sky. We occasionally update on that when we remember their social media. That's a thing. Yep. And not just a dead internet full of things that that like people perceive on that.
Yeah, that's true.
Aaron, do you have anything else you would like to add?
Have a nice week.
Bye.
Bye.